the responsive mode. Imagine a day in which you feel generally fine. After waking up, you spend a few minutes in bed lightly thinking ahead about some of the people you will see and the things you will do. You hit traffic on the way to work, but you don't fight it. You just listen to the radio and don't let the other drivers bother you. You may not be excited about your job, but today you're focusing on the sense of accomplishment you feel as you complete each task. On the way home, your partner calls and asks you to stop at the store. It's not your favorite thing to do after work, but you remind yourself it's just 15 extra minutes. In the evening, you look forward to a TV show and you enjoy watching it. Now let's look at the same day, but imagine approaching it in a different way. After waking up, you spend a few minutes in bed pessimistically anticipating the day ahead and thinking about how boring work will be. Today, the traffic really gets under your skin, and when a car cuts you off, you get angry and honk your horn. You're still rankled by the incident when you start work, and to make matters worse, you have an unbelievable number of rote tasks to get through. By the time you're driving home, you feel fried and don't want to do a single extra thing. Your partner calls to ask you to stop at the store. You feel put upon, but don't say anything and go to the store. Then you spend much of the evening quietly seething that you do all the work around the house. Your favorite show is on, but it's hard to enjoy watching it. You feel so tired and irritated. Over these two imaginary days, the same exact things happened. All that was different was how your brain dealt with them, the setting that it used. Each of your brain's operating systems has essentially two settings, responsive and reactive. As long as you experience that the core need a system handles is basically being met, then that system defaults to its responsive setting. When you feel safe, your avoiding harm system enters its responsive mode, which brings feelings of relaxation, calm, and peace. When you feel satisfied, your approaching reward system shifts into its responsive setting with feelings such as gratitude, gladness, accomplishment, and contentment. And when you feel connected, your attaching to others system goes responsive, evoking feelings of belonging, intimacy, compassion, kindness, worth, and love. For simplicity, I think of this as the green setting of your brain. In the responsive mode, you meet challenges without them becoming stressors. Events occur, even hard ones, but there's a kind of shock absorber in your brain that stops them from rattling you. You deal with threat, loss, or rejection without getting carried along by feelings of fear, frustration, or heartache. You're still engaged with life and sometimes handling very difficult things, but on the basis of an underlying sense of security, fulfillment, and feeling cared about. In other words, when your brain is not disturbed by threat, loss, or rejection, it settles into its resting state, its responsive mode. Neurochemical systems involving oxytocin and natural opioids, regions such as the subgenual cingulate cortex, and neural networks such as the parasympathetic nervous system, or PNS, initiate and maintain this balanced, sustainable, homeostatic condition. In it, you'll often feel at ease, relaxed, and relatively calm, while moderate to high PNS activation slows your heart rate, lowers blood pressure, promotes digestion, and replenishes your body, brain, and mind. It's also possible to be active and energized in the responsive mode with more sympathetic nervous system activation. Mammals, including us, become friendly, playful, curious, and creative when they feel safe, satisfied, and connected. When the lights on your brain's dashboard are green, you can still be strong and determined, asserting yourself, pursuing your goals with enthusiasm, standing up to injustice, living with passion, making love, creating art, cheering on your children, and howling happily at the moon on a good night with friends. Whether you're quiet or active, your emotions in this mode remain generally positive.